podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. There are many aspects to consider when a woman is deciding whether to take oestrogen as she gets older. June Cody from the Cochrane Incontinence Review Group at the University of Aberdeen in Scotland has completed a review of its effect on urinary incontinence and discusses the result.
About a third of women may experience incontinence, an involuntary and embarrassing leakage of urine that can lead to social isolation and stigma. There are several kinds of urinary incontinence, including stress and urge incontinence. Stress incontinence can occur when someone is coughing, laughing or sneezing, while urge incontinence occurs when they feel a sudden strong urge to urinate. In women who have gone through the menopause, low oestrogen levels may contribute to urinary incontinence, but there seems to be considerable uncertainty as to whether taking oestrogen hormones will make incontinence better or worse. We tried to resolve this in our review and have found both promising and disappointing results. Our updated review includes information from around 19,000 incontinent women who had taken part in one of the 33 trials that we identified. About 9,000 of the women received systemic oestrogens, usually from tablets taken orally. Another 735 received oestrogen locally by means of a vaginal cream, pessary or other device. These women were compared with a similar number who were allocated not to take oestrogen therapy, in some cases in order to examine the effects on a number of different areas of health, including incontinence. We found that significantly more women who received vaginal oestrogen for incontinence reported that their symptoms improved compared to placebo, although far fewer women are included in this comparison. On the other hand, the trials of oral tablets found that women with existing incontinence who received hormone replacement therapy reported that their urinary symptoms got worse. This evidence comes mainly from two very large trials with a total of more than 17,500 women. This includes relevant data from the Women's Health Initiative study, which was conducted in the United States and used one particular type of hormone replacement therapy, oral conjugated equine oestrogen, either alone or with progestogen. The research we found also suggests that women who did not have incontinence to begin with were more likely to develop it if they took this type of hormone replacement therapy. Some of the other things that the trials investigated, in addition to incontinence, were the effects of hormone replacement therapy on the prevention of heart attacks in women with coronary heart disease, and its impact on bone fractures, breast and colorectal cancer. This revealed that the long-term use of oestrogens might lead to an increased risk of heart disease, stroke and cancer of the uterus. And it's important that all of this evidence is considered together when making decisions about the use of oestrogens for urinary incontinence.
This Cochrane Review of Incontinence and other reviews of the effects of hormone replacement therapy are available at www.thecochranelibrary.com.